A lot of times, in pastors would use that particular part before they do their sermon. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord. And we're grateful for that. But I find it interesting in the Psalms and in the Bible, long before Galileo discovered that the earth, the sun's at the center of the universe and the earth goes around the sun, that these people back 3, 4, 5 thousand years ago understood something. Evidently it was revealed to them by God. It says in verse 6, the sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other, and nothing can hide from its heat. There's a commentary I want to share with you from Psalm 19. And it's this. It's about guilt. It says, in the beginning of this passage, the psalmist speaks of the perfect law of God and the way it protects us, makes us wise, and gives us joy and light. God's word is sweeter than honey dripping from the honeycomb, warning us and giving us success to those who obey. Recognizing the power, sweetness of the beauty of God's word, however, brings us face to face with darkness of the sins lurking in our heart. And we all have them, every one of us. Some we're just too familiar with, and others we maybe have committed unknowingly. And there's that happens. Sometimes we just sin unknowingly. But God is faithful, and God helps us to overcome even those that we do unknowingly. But confession shines the bright light of God's forgiveness into the darkness of our heart, exposes them, and cleanses them. This cleaning for forgiveness is in turn freedom from guilt. So if you're carrying around any guilt about anything, don't. Give it to the Lord. Similar to what we talked about there in Bethel Flight 2022. Once forgiven, we have no reason to feel guilty anymore. God says that He's forgiven our sins and He put them into the deepest of the sea, never to be remembered again. But I'd like to say, I'm glad though that I can go and get it and bring it out and use it for God's glory. And if I'm done encouraging somebody or sharing that with somebody, okay, Lord, and it goes back down there again. No more is that old boy on my shoulder haunting me. Amen.